We're hearing a lot about the Ring of Fire. What is the Ring of Fire, and what does it mean now going forward?
Incredibly active zone, Piers. It's this horseshoe-shaped area, just go kind of up and around the entire Pacific Ocean. Start in New Zealand, run up toward the Philippines, run up in Japan, connect to the Aleutian Islands.
Even scientists can't understand it. We all at a disadvantage, impossible to manage. So-called experts is calling it a hoax. Now it's time for the networks to take a new approach. Greenhouse gases, natural disasters, unexplained phenomena. Time to wake up out of the mind state that we can't change things. The world is changing. How many times we gotta see the same thing? Hurricanes, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. We need more action and much less discussion and less corruption before we all go on us. Somebody inform us, Mother Earth is trying to warn us, but we worry about the trivial. Superstars interviews, millionaires drama. People, what's got into you? Temperature is rising like the CO2 levels and settle. Sooner or later we'll see the true devils, but for now, listen, you can hear the cries of the planet. Yesterday, a young mom threw a baby in the garbage, and a bomb exploded right in the Afghani market. And who you think the target is? The same one who started this war on the people who didn't even have a part in this. Terrorism's mental now, but they ain't got a strike. Red, yellow, orange, burnt sienna, that's a lot of hype. Politicians spending millions to keep their cushy gigs. Single moms miss meals just to feed their kids in the land of opportunity. Bring your poor, tired, and your huddled masses, but just not to my community. I appreciate your help and building the house, but as soon as it's done, fam, I gotta kick you out. That don't even make no sense to me. You can check the history, it's written that a man will die for his own iniquity. And there'll be a day that we rise, but it won't be until we open the eyes and recognize the lies. Listen, you can hear the cries of the planet.
Shape the planet's taking. I hear the news of an earthquake in this measuring 8.8, leaving millions of damages in this wake. And not a minute to escape. Over 10,000 deceased, 4 million out in the streets. No clean water, got mouths to feed, and it's torture. Surreal, but no CGI. Ask God why, and then she replies with a tsunami. Waves leaving cars overthrown, turning residences to mobile homes. Wish it was overblown. Watching shock and awe, just can't believe it. Praying for a nation while radiation increases. State of emergency, initiate defensive tactics. Earth's now 10 centimeters off its axis. I can see tears in the eyes again, but the land of the rising sun will rise again. But for now,
joining us now via Skype from Tokyo is Matt Ault, who's been living
listen,
in that city for 8 years.
Listen, you can hear the cries of the planet.
For us, what happened to you in your home?
It was a terrifying sensation. The only way I can describe it is like a sustained sense of vertigo.
You can hear the cries of the planet.
It was shaking, almost like a carnival ride or something like that. Only you never knew when it was.
I cry for the planet.
It only lasted for about a minute or so, but I can tell you, it felt
I cry for Japan.
You paint a terrifying picture. Japan is known for earthquakes. They know how to deal with them. But
how does this
compare to anything else you've experienced?
Well, this was nothing like I've ever experienced, and to be honest, it's very little like anything Japan has ever experienced before. The last major earthquake in 1923, the Great Kanto earthquake, which leveled the entire city, was only 7.9. This was 8.8.
You will be stronger.
So we're talking about something that was literally a level of magnitude different than anything that has really come before. It was really a scary experience for everybody involved.
Help Japan.